born and bred in Mpumalanga. This is Rise FM.
Africa, welcome to Rise FM.
Good day, Satan. Thank you very much for having me. I am doing splendid. I hope you're doing good too.
I'm doing absolutely well. Happy Friday to you, and thank you very much for coming on to the show to talk about such a wonderful, wonderful initiative that you guys have started. Let Guys Write. I love it. But before we go into that, tell us about yourself as a creative entrepreneur and how Let Guys Write came about.
All right. So as a creative entrepreneur, I've started Notepad Poetry. It's a creative media house that which is the gap between poets and their audiences. So one of our major objectives is to platforms where writers, poets, and live musicians can share their work, can meet their audiences, and can collaborate. So one of usually say that one of our main objectives is making superstars out of creative writers. So now we've changed most of our perspective and looking at how can we use creative writing to impact our community. So that's the reason why we started Let Guys Write. So everyone already knows there's a growing concern around GBVF and its impact on our communities. And men, young men specifically, are still at the center of these atrocities, whether as perpetrators or bystanders. So we thought, what ways can we influence young men to talk about this, to challenge gender norms, to talk about power dynamics and how those contribute to gender-based violence? And I think one of the biggest reasons is that we saw that most initiatives that are addressing gender-based violence are focusing mostly on the tip of the iceberg. Right, the symptoms, gender-based violence has already happened, and that's what they're focusing on. So we want to focus on prevention. And as I said, young men are at the center of it. Yeah. What are the underlying beliefs? What are the root causes? And we found that one obstacle that young men are facing, or men in general, is that they're having trouble expressing themselves. They're having trouble doing self-reflection and taking accountability for their actions. So that's the reason why we started the Let Guys Write initiative.
I love what you guys are doing, Africa, because we need more of these. I mean, we cannot sit by and really look at the pandemic of GBVF that we've got in the country. And so to know that there's initiatives such as yours is very, very wonderful. Why is it so important that we continue to speak to the boy child? So many times do we have initiatives where they are speaking to the young woman or the girl child, but not very often do we hear of people who are wanting to invest in the young boy. And I mean, they are also in the situation as well.
Yes, definitely. That's the whole motivation behind this particular project. Because as you said, you know, the skills are different. I think everybody is giving attention to women, and most of the time women are the victims of these atrocities. So if we change the perspective and look at men, the actual perpetrators, the people that are bystanding, are watching this happen, I think that would impact the prevention of gender-based violence in a way that would improve how we deal with this situation before it actually happens. So yes, I agree with you. I think that it's about time that we address young men as the root causes of gender-based violence.
Mm-hmm. And writing is one of those ways where people can express themselves. But I think especially in the Black community, it's not something that is of a norm, I would say, right? It's like reading. We don't really encourage a lot of people or a lot of our Black young children to read more, to write more. And this is a way for them to express themselves. So this is your chance, Africa, to express that young man that's listening, that young boy that's listening, to say writing is the way to express yourself. Writing is the way to talk to self, to talk to somebody else who can read it maybe and relate.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. Yeah. So creative writing provides more than... So when people look at creative writing, they're looking at awareness, which is just one channel, right? Awareness, raising awareness around those issues. But it does more than that to the writer. So it provides a platform for self-expression. Mm-hmm. You have to speak with yourself. When you write, you have to speak with yourself. You have to challenge your own biases that you didn't even know existed. So when you're writing on a topic, you have to do research on that. Mm-hmm. You're also learning as you do that research. So there's, it provides a platform for self-reflection, self-reflection. It provides a platform for self-expression. It provides, most importantly, it helps you build empathy, being able to put yourself in the shoes of the next person. So by sharing those stories, by sharing those experiences, participants, can challenge harmful gender norms, can develop new perspectives, and ultimately contribute to the prevention of gender-based violence. So when we start with this program, we focus mostly on ourselves. The first day of the program is self-expression, self-reflection, accountability, unearthing biases that you didn't think you had, and some biases that you kept on rationalizing as a young man. Because obviously you come from different backgrounds, you come from different communities, especially in the black communities. So we rationalize a lot of very harmful perspectives, right? Like, for instance, men don't cry. It means that it's a metaphor. If you don't take it literally, it means that men don't have to express themselves. Mm-hmm. Men don't have to talk things through, don't have to handle conflict in a way that is calm and nonviolent. So writing is about self-test, because you have to speak with your own thoughts. You have to be take accountability. You have to learn, and then from then on, address this issue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Africa, where do we see this initiative going in the next 5 to 10 years?
So this is the pilot program, mm-hmm. and we're using a gender transformative approach that was tried and tested by the National Youth Resilience under Activate. So we are just starting out. We are testing out the market. We're testing out the need for this particular initiative. But in the next 3, 4, 5 years, we want to tour the whole entire country and take it to schools, most importantly, because we feel like if we address young men who are yet to grow, who are yet to find themselves, who are yet to commit this gender-based violence, it's easier to prevent this from being a big issue in the future.
No, absolutely. A big shout out to you guys. You guys are doing an absolutely wonderful job. When is this workshop? Who are we calling upon for this workshop to say, come along, we want to see you guys there, because it's very, very important?
All right. So the workshop has already started today on day one. It ends on Sunday. We already have participants from the age 18 to 20. We have 20 participants that are currently participating in the program. But the program is definitely open to young men, whether they are part of the LGBTQ plus community or otherwise, they're welcome to join the program. But we have another iteration that will be coming in December. So at the moment, the program is already started. The seats are already full, but we will definitely communicate when the program or another iteration is starting again.
All right, Africa, thank you very much for coming on to the show. I wish you all the very best. I'm very excited to see where this is going to go in the next couple of years, because, like I said, GBVF is a pandemic or epidemic that needs a lot of attention. And this is the type of attention that it needs, right? Prevention is better than cure, they say.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you very much, Krishan. So if anyone out there wants to reach us, so we are also open to support. We're using a lot of in-kind support for this initiative, mm-hmm. Because it's under a non-profit organization at the moment. So we need a lot of support to make sure that we bring new iterations and we impact as many young men as possible. So they can find us either on WhatsApp at 078-220-220. 1272, or they can find us on Instagram, it's Native Eye Creative South Africa, also on Facebook, Native Eye Creative South Africa.
All right. Happy Friday to you and yours. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Kretan. Appreciate it a lot.
As I speak to you right now, the Raz FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds of the people of Mpumalanga. This is the market you need to talk to. Email sales@razfm.co.za or visit razfm.co.za for more information and contact detail. And if you're wondering if radio advertising still works, the very fact that you're wondering is proof that it does.
And just like that, I am out, signed, sealed, and deliver the show on a Friday. Thank you very much to each and every one of you for choosing Rise FM, for choosing Mid Mornings, and for choosing myself. My name is Letlang Moletsane, Kimisetsona Mutsona. Mtukulu Maswati, signing out. Back again on a Monday. We'll be back like we never left, as always. Have an absolutely wonderful weekend. I'll leave you in the hands of Lily for Rise FM Lunch.